Yosarov again, the Tezain Mubez, or two dots. Again, it says the Mishnah, Hemet Vlodesayim Tachisim Oseim, so then Vlodel Vlod is Peturim. Okay, so the Mishnah says what? That if a Goy gives a Jew his cow to work on, so then even the kid that goes to the Jew, when that Vlad gives birth, it's Potem and Abchorim. Because the Goy has a right to take it away from the Jew if he doesn't pay. But the kids of that kid, it's Chayim B'Bechayim. Then the Mishnah says, but Hemet Vlod Esayim, if the Jew speaks Tachlilu to the Goy, that even on the Tzara can't pay back with the cow, you have a right to take away the kid. So then, not only is that kid's kid potter, but even the kid's kid, the third generation, is also potter min abchor. So Mordechai says, Amar Funahuna says like this, Falado is Pturim. Rashi says, Funahuna is talking about the first part of the Mishnah. In the regular case, where the Goy gives his poro to a Jew to work on. So the Mishnah says, those Vlodos are potter min abchor. Some Rav Funahuna, Vlodo is Pturim, but Vlodo is Vlodo Seim Chayovim. But if the Jew gets one Vlad, and that Vlad gives birth, the second one, when that woman gives birth already, then you'd be Chayiv in Abchor. For if you don't know, Vlodi 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 Vlodi, even the second Vlad is also Potem in Abchor. But Vlodi 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 is like the fourth generation, that's what's Chayovim. So the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, what's Pshah now in Mishnah and the Reish of the Mishnah? So what I said, Tanana says in the Mishnah, in the Sefer, that Hemid Vlodi is Tachesim Hussein, let's say the Jew spoke out clearly with the Goy, that not only can you take the poor back, but if I don't have money for the poor, you can even take one of the kids back also. So then the Mishnah says, then, Vlod, the Vlod is Peturin. And then even the Vlad, the third generation, is also Potem Rabchera. So the Dig is the old time in the Hemet, only because the Jew spoke out clearly and put up his Vlad, like in, for a Mashkin, like, Holoi Hemet, if the Jew would not speak out that the Goy could take his Vlad, Loi, Mashmin, then it does not go down to three generations, only two generations. So it's Yiftud Rav Yudah, it's a Kashan Rav Yudah, that he says, Minastam Mothva goes down even the third generation is Tata. So Mor says, Omlach Rav Yudah, who just answers back and says like this, really, who are then the same Allah would apply after God the Loi Hemet? Even if the Jew did not specify clearly he could take the Vlad, it would be the same thing that till the third generation you put them in Abchera. So why does the Mishnah say only the first two? Vokam Ashbalon, why does the Mishnah have to speak out Hemet? Vokam Ashbalon, that Afilu Hemet, even in the case where the Jew speaks that clearly, could take away the Vlad, Nami. That it's normal for the Goy then to take away the kid. It's as if you were not Maimed Vlodi Vlodis, is Pturim. Still, it's the Kiddush of the Vlodi Vlodis Apota. But Vlodi Vlodi Vlodis Chayot, maybe that's the Kiddush. That the fourth generation is Chayot B'Chayot, that's the Kiddush. That even when you were Maimed, your kid, there's still the fourth generation like this Chayiv in the Bechayiv. Ve'enechanami, whether you were Maimed or whether you were not Maimed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's the same halacha, that always the first three generations is part of the Min HaBechayiv, and the fourth one is Chayiv. Tanan, it says, now Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Afilu Ad Asar Deres, no, even ten generations down, still Pturin, still as long as these kids came out from the original Torah, that the Goy gave the Jew, all these Bechoros are Potem Nabchera. Why? Shachriyusan Liyev Dikichovim. That all the ten generations is Achrayim to that first Goy, that the first Jew cannot pay back the money from the first ones, so the Goy will come along and take away from the last ones. Therefore, all of them, you Potem. That's the Shimon Svar. Yeah. Yeah. So this time of the Rabbi Yehuda, the Yama Nochis Tanakama Ladore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they even Tanakama talks about Doris that the first three generations Yipoto Yehaimu the Yom Lev of Shemgam Liel. That's what Shemgam is back and says, Afilu Adasor Doris Pturin, even the ten generations still Yipoto. Rashi Zayin the Kama Atomata Shteidos. You only say two Doris. Lemata concern about Zusuloi, for no Amina no even Ara Saradoris is also Pturin. But Elul Rafuna the Yama, Lenochas Tanakama Ledora, Tanakama doesn't talk about Doris. It only talks about that just that first Vlad is Potem and Abchera. But already after the first Vlad, then Yechayiv, if so, the rest is Elul Rafuna the Yama, Lenochas Tanakama Ledora, the Loi Potem and Ledora's Shotsoin Baz, only the first kids are potter. Hoyl v'yotzim v'hemtov, mamish shov v'chavim. So then, what does Rav Shimon have to say at a Sarah Deris?
Lame, Joshua said, I feel of Lodi Vlodis Pturin. That's all. So that's why Anasaradosa Joshua said, I feel of Lodi Vlodis. According to Rav Huna, it's only Potter what comes out from the Por itself. The first Vlad that came out of the Por, that's Potter Min Abchaira. Its kid is Potter. But the kid's kid already is Chayiv. So it's not a din in generations. So Rishim and Joshua said, Yechayiv. So when it says, Omo Lach Rav Huna, Rav Shimon Megam Liol, Ahem Et Koy. Rav Shimon was talking about even a case where the Jew said, spoke out clearly, then it's sad, I only pay back with the poor, you can take the kid. In such a case, we speak so clearly about the kid, then the Nochus, Ladori. The Tanakhama speaks about those and says, even two generations down, is Potem and Abachayra. So it's good on that. Rav Shimon answers back and says, I hold no, that even after 10, there is still your Potem. Toshma Kamanir, it says, again, if a Jew receives this Torah that belongs to the guy, that the Jew is going to work with it now and they'll shear the kids, so Vlod is Pturin, the kid that you have from this Torah, when that one gives birth, you put them in Abchera. But Vlodi Vlod is the third generation, like Loi, and that's like Yechayiv, if so clearly it's Yuchta Rabbi Yehuda, Tekashra Rabbi Yehuda. Omnoran says, no, Omnok Rabbi Yehuda, aim is saved rather like this, Hein the Vlod is Sayim. Both them and their kids, even the third generation, is also potem in Abchera. It's only the fourth generation that's chayiv. And he could the army some say clearly like that, that the girsa should be hein vlodesei and pturin, that them and their offsprings are also pot. Even the third generation is potem from Abchera. Is so the chura tifsu de Rav Huna, the kashman of Huna, he says, no, the third one is chayiv. Om the Rav Huna, no, aim at just say hein vlodes potem. Just say the cow and the first vlad, that's what's potter. But vlad vlad is chayovim. When the second generation gives birth to the third one, that one already is chayiv in the bechayra. So kids, these are two shittas. Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda, when our Mishnah says that the vlad is a potter, does it only mean the first vlad of the poro? Does it mean even the second generation also, when it gives birth to the third one, it's also potter in the bechayra? Then the Mishnah ends off and says that rochel shiolda meneis. If a rochel, a sheep, gives birth to a goat, even though both parents are sheep, that's called the nidne, that the animal looks like a different type, so it's also pturin and bechera. But it says if it has miksas tamana, but looks a little bit like the mother, then it's chayiv. Samara says, also Rav Oishia min adoi. Rav Oishia came back from an adoi. The Aisi masnisi biyodi, he brought a braisa in his hands, and learned like this, what rochel abas eis. If you have a sheep, the daughter of a goat, or else the A's bas rochel, the opposite way around, that the goat came out from a sheep, so Rabbi Meir mechayv, Rabbi Meir says yes, the chayv in the bechor, a nidme is chayv in bechor. The chomer part, the chomer say yipota. So we have it's time yipota. He has the machlekes from Meir and the chachomim. Oh, malay Rabbi Yishiel the rabbi. So Rabbi Yishiel said to Rabbi, tiyalas lekayim in the Rav Huna. When you go up to Rav Huna, boy, I'm going to ask him like this: Rabbi Meir mechayv lemay. What does it mean to say Meir says he chayv over here? What does it mean? Let me, if you want to tell me lebechayra, then you tell me when a goat gives birth to a sheep. You want to say it has a din kedushas bechayra on it. So the question is, the last letter of Rav Meir, doesn't Rav Meir hold from the pasuk that says ach bechor shor that we dashen at shehu shor bechayra shor? We dashen bechayra is only chayv for both the mother and the kid is the same min. So how could it's how to pass where Rav Meir says when the kid is a different min than the mother, it's chayv and bechayra? How could that be? Ella, rather, what Rav Meir meant to say was the rishis hagez. We need to say that in such a wool, you have the chiyuv to give off the terashis hagez. Samar Sakasha, the last letter, doesn't he hold hodatana deverav yishmoel kvosim shetzim and kosher? If you have sheep, even lambs, but the wool is hard, pturim rashis hagez, you put them rashis hagez. You know what the pasuk says, omegez kivse yischamin, master the wool that warms you. Rashi says, Alma bat chimim kore geiz, only if it's warm wool that warms you. But if it doesn't warm you up, it's not called geiz. It's not the same thing. This goat that came out of the sheep, its wool is also hard. Because the wool of goats are hard. So how could you say, Yechayivin, gracious ageiz, give it to the Kayin, on hard wool that doesn't warm you, there's no din gracious ageiz. Omla, he said like this, Nechtena, let's see. How come I'm asking you what we're talking about over here? Rochel Shiol Demenez. We're talking about that the sheep gave birth to a goat. The Aviv Tayish. And the father was also a goat. Was also a Tayish. So, V'choshen L'Zerav, then in Oysav Yespinoi, that's the Machlekes over here, for the Pasha of Oysav Yespinoi. Rashi says, "Im shoychet av v'ha ben b'yoy mechot yidonis ois to v'yos b'noy." Look, like Reb Meir mechayiv im shoychet obita chayiv hoyol v'ze doim aloy. Since they look alike, therefore yichayiv. To Reb Meir, yisav achoshin lezerav. You are choshin lezerav. Therefore, the father was an aiz and the kid is an aiz. So therefore, the din of ois to v'yos b'noy. For Abban and Sav, we know. And choshin lezerav. We don't care about the zerav. Rashi says, "Choshin b'aiz." Bas Aiz, the Shochat Oiso Vyesavi of Yemechod. You can shech the kid and the father the same day. There's no Issa Oiso Vyespanai. We don't care about the father. So Mar says, if that's the Machoikas over here, so listen, let them argue clearly. Bechoshin is there out Biyama, let them argue all over. And that's like as the Machoikas we have a Plukta, the Chananya of Rabbonin. So that's the Machoikas other places. If there's an Issa Oiso Vyespanai and the father and the kid, or maybe only the mother and the kid. So why do you have to put that in Machlokes of Binah Mishnah between this Vayisir of Mein Chachamim? Ela rather, here it's a special Machlokes when an Aiz gave birth to a Rachel. Ela li'oilam li'b'chor. We're talking about the Pashas of B'chor. Rachel ma'yaskinon. We're talking about the Rachel ma'yaskinon. The Rachel bas Rachel, that a goat, a sheep gave birth to a sheep, bas Aiz. And the grandchild is a goat. So it's like this. Rachel, Bas Rachel, no, forget. The grandchild is a Rachel, is a goat. Forget, is a Rachel, is a sheep. But this sheep came out from a sheep, but that mother sheep came out from a goat. So, Masav as Dilbos Ime, go after its mother. And therefore, the kid and the mother are both sheep, therefore, it's Chayba B'chayra. For High Lav Nidma, that's not called a Nidma. That's what Rav Meir says, Chayba B'chayra over here. Is even though the mother was a Nidma, but when the mother gave birth to another Rachel, so now both the kid, the Bechor, and the mother is a Rachel, so Yechayv and Bechorah. Well, Masa, the Chum say, no, Zil Bas Imadim, go Bas to the grandmother. And the grandmother was an Aiz. And therefore, Vahai Nidmu, this grandchild is also called a Nidma, therefore you put them in a Bechorah. That's the Machlokes. If the grandmother and the grandson are two different Minim, is that a Ptur and Bechorah or not? That's the Machlokes in Ramei and the Chachamim. The boys have another Pshakib like this. The Rachel Bat Eiz, again this sheep, that was the daughter of a goat, and Bat Eiz, Bas Rachel. But the grandmother also was a Rachel. That's the Machlokes. Again, the boy said, Rachel Bat Eiz, Bas Rachel. That's the Shalom. That mass of Chosra Sheyus and Kaman, as the grandmother was a sheep, and the grandson is a sheep. So that's why it may hold Yechayiv and Bechor. They come together. The sheep don't come back because the Maisa, this kid's mother was an Aiz. Therefore, this kid is called a Nidma, it's Potom in a Bechorah. But Rav Ashi Yom HaKagoyin, Sheyesh Boi Miksa Simonim. Here the Machlokes says where this Aiz has a little bit Simonim like its mother. So therefore, Meir therefore says Yechayiv in a Bechorah, like it says in our Mishnah. Omad Chomut HaChom that says to Yepotah Rav Shimon. The Yom Rav Shimon said, we had before, has to be both come out the head and most of the body has to be done to the mother. But just of a little bit looks like it's mother, you still put them in Abkhira. Right, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Moide Rabbi Meir, Meir agrees though that the Sawyer shall Rosh Chodesh. That by the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh, Tebinen Ben Sira, that's only called the good Korban if it's a Ben Sira. It's called Yuachar Chayiv in Bechorah, where the grandmother was a seer and the kid and the grandson a seer. But Hochel Inyan Shemim Mishpachas Izim Visheshes Yemei Brachos. Over here, by this Soyer Asher Rosh Chodesh, here it has to be Binan Ben Sira. It has to be a Ben Soyer from Visheshes Yemei Brachos. Rashi says, Binan Hochel Binan Shemim Mishpachas Izim Visheshes Yemei Brachos. Could be no change in between. My time, because the pasuk says echad means ham yuchud the bom sheshes me gracious. You have to take a son, you're a young goat that was born that way from sheshes me gracious. Meaning all along there could be no sheep involved, no ruchos in between. It has to be straight generations only of Ezim of goats. For the gemara b'ham och, not going from over there, och and nafka, and yos nafka from over there, also nafka. It says shor oy kesef, so dashin prat laklayim. Pasuk says by kabonis only a shor kesef, you bring not a klayim oy eiz. Throughout the Nidma, when the parents are the same min, but the kid looks like a different behemoth. Tzricha.
What is kasher over here?
I mean, someone the gifts should be the nidma. What do you have to nidma for? By kabonis, treat that has to be a special korban. It has to be. So Morris says no. When you don't go down to generation, as klima, the aim of nidma liyaz imaim el limay. Aval hechad the nachis aim aloi. But the hechad nachad the door with the gabi imay lehevi nidma the dom el imay. Or the gabi imim was only the grandmother was given. Maybe that's not called a psul. We may have a minahan and milagabi korbin chayva, and by korbin chayva, there's such a psul. Avon adobe being a korbin adobe loy, so you need two psukim. That there's a regular psul of a nidma, and then there's a psul over here, even by a chayva, that even though the mother looks alike, but since the grandmother looks differently, a force for psul of nidma. Omer Rabbi Yachar by Yaakov. Hakur, more than everybody agrees, the ein lokin al tzimroi mishum klayim. That there's no isa klayim upon this tzimrash al tzimrash shall fair shenim yuchas el deros. So we have a sheep, but its mother, let's say, was an aiz. Down the line, there was an aiz there. So that, even though the kid now is a sheep that has wool, its wool does not make klayim. Shinam, the pasuk says, lo silba shatnes. So we dash in ma pishna, it's like pishna that grows. Shlo nishtano, it never changes, it's always pishna, it's always flax. After some, the same thing, wool. Shlo nishtano, never changed. So if the mother down the line was ever an ace, so therefore on that rule, there's no risk of climb, at least midi raisa. Omer Rapop, Akomot, everybody agrees, Shetzimroi posla tchelos. So that's semer, you can't use to make tits with it. Shetzimroi posla tchelos, like sulba shatnes, but even tasaloch. Ma tishnas, like a flash, tanishtan never changed, after some rules, tanishtan have been changed. Omer Nachman, by Yitzchok, haksamila, you only use wool for titsit, that never changed, always came from a wool, it was always a fair, it was never an ace in between. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hakol Mother, everybody agrees, Shein Simroi Matana ben Goyim. What the luck if you make a beged made out of wool that it has Tumas Negoyim on it, but it has to be pure wool and not wool that the mother was an ace. Shem the Post says, the beged from a beged pishtim. So Ma, again, Ma pishtim, just like regular flax that grows. Shlo Nishtana never changed. Tzemesh Nishtana, also wool, also never changed. Omer Rav Ashi, Af Onu Nema, will also say like this. Says, Hidlo. Yeah, onu nem will also say that hidlo hagefen agabe teino. If somebody hidlo had a vine and he put it down, lowered down the vine on top of teino, on top of the figs, so yein apostle nesochim. So the grapes are growing into the figs. So these grapes now the vine cannot use for nesochim. My teino zevach nesochim. Ma zevach don nishtana the korban never changed. After the sochem, also this grape, this wine, Shanishtan never had another time to it. But if it grew with figs, that's called the shinui, you clear as possible. Where it says, Maskulo Ravina, Hidlo Pishtim Agabe Higo, if you put flax over Agabe Higo, another type of growth, another type of grass that grows, Hokinami, Tlishtan, you want to have called the shinui, and that Pishtim, there won't be climate, it's not called Pishtim, and came the soul, the Matas Amrit, then you can't say the quote we said before, Ma Pishin Shlo Nishtana. You can't tell me, no doubt, that just like flax never changed, so a Pishin and Nishtana, it's possible to have a case of Pishin, the flax also changed. You tell me now it's called a change. Or Malay, Zer Nishtana Reichav, Zer Nishtana Reichav. No. When the grapes go over the figs, it smells differently. That's called the big shinui. But over here, that the flax just grows on top of that grass, it doesn't change the smell. So that's not called the shinui. Yarin Shalisha Gift and the Mamish, it smells differently. That's called the big shinui. But over here, this shinui, just the fact that flax grows over the higi, is not called the real shinui. Therefore, it's called flax, can never change. Now the Mishnah says, Rochol Shlei Bichrom, if you have a Rochol, you have a sheep here, they never gave birth yet. The Yolda Shnei Tzvam, it gives birth to two kids at the same time. The Yolda Shnei Rashem Kiyachas, both came out, as far as we see it, both came out at the same time. So basically, you have Mishnah and Lekoyin, yes, both have Kedushas Bichrom, you have to give both Lekoyin. And the post says, "Has chorim l'Hashem an extra hay?" The mashmah sometimes you even have two, and you'll extra tzamtzim. It's possible both to come at the same time. The chomer and the chomer say, "No, he extra tzamtzim. It's not possible two things come at the same time." El echad lo v'echad l'koyin. Rather, one you keep, one you have to give to the koyin. So the shal now, which one? But only one is kaddish. So if tafin noyim ha'koyin barulat yofa, the koyin has the right to choose the better one. That's what tafin shitim kiva menal mishamnim b'neim. We value between them. And Rashi says, "Having the Gemara."
the kohen noita kochesh, means the kohen takes the weaker one. Now, so one you have to give to the kohen. So I show you what with the second one. Like, it's not vada, it's koil. Maybe it's for kodesh. Maybe he gave the kohen the other one. So the sheni is right stuff. You have to let it pass through in the field until it becomes a balmum. And then, you keep it. But the chayv the matanas, you have to give the matanas. When you shecht it, you have to give the matanas, the chayv the keva, to the kohen.